First visit to Danceville. Having completed the work on Laws of Health, which was to be a part of Volume 4 of Spiritual Gifts, Ellen and James were now ready to make the trip to Danceville to spend a few weeks in learning all they could about health reform and new methods in the care of the sick. For weeks they had looked forward to visiting Dr. Jackson's Our Home on the Hillside at Danceville, New York. James White wrote regarding this health institution. In the month of September, 1864, Mrs. White and self spent 3 weeks at the health institution at Danceville, Livingston County, New York, called Our Home. Our object in this visit was not to take treatment, as we were enjoying better health than usual, but to see what we could see and hear what we could hear, so as to be able to give to many inquiring friends a somewhat definite report. Number 1. The institution was well located, and the guest list ran about 300. The physicians on the staff were listed as James C. Jackson, M.D., Physician-in-Chief, F. Wilson Hurd, M.D., Miss Harriet N. Austin, M.D., Mrs. Mary H. York, M.D., and Horatio S. Lay, M.D. Dr. Lay was the Seventh-day Adventist physician of 17 years' experience at Allegan, Michigan, with whom Ellen White had talked soon after the health reform vision. This visit had encouraged him to take his ill wife to the institution and to learn what he could of the so-called rational methods. At Danceville he was soon taken on to the staff, which gave him an excellent opportunity to study the practices and procedures employed there. Accompanying James and Ellen White to Danceville were Edson and Willie, and also Adelia Patton. They were given routine physical examinations by Dr. Jackson. As to James and Ellen's health report, no data is available. But they conversed freely with the doctor and listened to his lectures, took treatments, observed the attire of the women there, and dined at the institution's tables. Both gave good reports on the general atmosphere, the dietary program, and the courses of treatments. They observed the various forms of water therapy, as the half bath, the plunge, the cold sheet pack, the compresses, and fomentations. Ellen White said, "I do think we should have an institution in Michigan to which our Sabbath-keeping invalids can resort." James White found the food program equally appealing and wrote of it in some detail. "The tables are spread with an abundance of plain and nourishing food, which becomes a daily luxury to the patients, as the natural and healthful condition of the taste is restored. The glutton, who gratifies his depraved appetite with swine's flesh, grease, gravies, spices, etc., etc., on looking over Dr. Hurd's tract on cookery, may in his ignorance regard this style of living as a system of starvation. But a few weeks' experience at Our Home would correct his appetite, so that he would eat plain, simple, and nutritious food with a far better relish than he now does that which is unnatural and hurtful. We never saw men and women gather around tables more cheerfully, and eat more heartily, than the patients at Danceville. The uniformity and sharpness of appetite was wonderful for a crowd of patients. It was the general leanness and lankness of these persons alone that could give the idea that they were sick. Besides the usual rounds of excellently cooked wheatmeal mushes, wheatmeal biscuits, cakes, and pies, and occasionally other varieties, we found the tables bountifully loaded with the fruits of the season, such as apples, peaches, and grapes. No one need fear of starving at Our Home. There is greater danger of eating too much. The appetite of the feeble patient, who has been pining with loss of appetite over fashionable food, becomes natural and sharp, so that simple food is eaten with all the keen relish with which healthy country school children devour plain food. The food being nutritious, and the appetite keen, the danger of that class of patients who have become feeble by self-indulgence is decidedly in the direction of eating too much. Number 1. James recognized that changing from the common meat-eating diet to one that was plain and healthful could, with some, call for time to accomplish. He warned against sudden, sweeping changes. Dr. Jackson made a deep impression upon him as a physician who was a master of his business, a clear and impressive speaker, and decidedly thorough in whatever he undertook. James closed his report on a positive note, recommending the institution to those suffering critically. As to others, he had this to say: to those who are active yet suffering from failing health, we urgently recommend health publications, a good assortment of which we design to keep on hand. Friends, read up in time to successfully change your habits and live in harmony with the laws of life. And to those who call themselves well, we would say, as you value the blessings of health and would honor the author of your being, learn to live in obedience to those laws established in your being by high heaven. A few dollars worth of books that will teach you how to live may save you heavy doctor bills, save you months of pain upon a sick bed, save you suffering and feebleness from the use of drugs, and perhaps from a premature grave.